Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am your host. And I have one of my co-hosts here today. Amanda, how are you?
I'm well, doing better than the last couple of weeks. How are you?
That's good. Is there a certain reason you're doing better than the last couple of weeks?
Yes, because these episodes were quite a bit more entertaining to
You
me.
liked these better. Okay.
Yes.
And listeners, I lied to you. I do have the other co-host as well. Whitney, what's up? Welcome back.
Bonjour. Bon dia.
What?
Hola.
Huh?
I forgot how
Very
to speak
nice.
English. Oh, there it is.
Que pasa?
Hi.
And
Pasa, ¿qué tal?
And we have a special
Hello.
guest with us this week. Annabelle, welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Hi. I'm so
Hi.
excited to be back.
I know you were supposed to be on a couple weeks ago with a or a few weeks back, and then you were sick, so glad you're feeling
Yeah.
better.
The sickness,
Yay.
it took over the whole household.
That sucks.
That time
I'm
of year, man.
glad everybody's feeling
Yeah.
better now then.
Oh yes, and the baby is with my mother tonight, so we're partying tonight,
Free
y'all.
reign. Hell
Yeah.
yes.
Woo.
So this week, actually, before we jump into these episodes, what have you thought, Annabelle, of the episodes of everything since you've been on?
I was gonna say, I think I feel like I need to do a little recap
Let's
because
do
it's
it.
been so long.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the last time I was on, we had just got to Skypiea, right?
Yep.
And remember, I was so full of hope, and I was so excited, and I was had all these theories. I fucking hated it. It was the worst arc we have been through, and I literally had to rewatch so many episodes so many times because I just could not pay attention
Weren't
to
paying
it. I
attention to
don't,
him.
yeah, I don't know what it was about it, but it was just not grasping my attention. It was very boring to me. I don't know why I don't like Konis, but I just don't fucking like her. Eneru, he was cool, but it was kind of like a letdown. Like the whole, it was like the whole arc was a letdown. It was like the mystery of it and getting there and that island was cool until they started
Until they
getting
actually got
into
there.
it. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm bored. But yeah, Skypiea sucked. Then we got the Foxy Pirates. They're awesome. I love the Foxy Pirates, man. They're so cool.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the Foxy arc.
I did.
What'd you
It
think?
was like the end of Skypiea. I was like, dude, I'm so fucking bored. Can we just like move on? And then we got the Foxies and I like couldn't take my eyes off the screen.
We should have switched. Why did I even do the last two? We had like two negative points of view on the last 2 weeks. That was not ideal.
Yeah, kind of. What'd you think of Afro Luffy?
Oh my God, this shit was so fucking funny. And then fucking, oh my God, everybody was like, oh, it's the Afro powers because he's got the Afro. And then Nami's just sitting there like, is there something I'm missing here? Like, shit was so funny.
Whitney hasn't watched yet. She's been gone, so we're spoiling the Foxy arc for her. It's okay.
I think
Oh,
it'll be all right.
nothing
You just
happens. There's not
skipped
a
it?
single thing that is necessary to the story in that. Don't even bother.
No, that is not true.
No.
There is a single thing that is necessary to the story, okay?
One single
No,
thing.
two things. No,
Read
but
about it.
one.
If
If
you
you're
want to know what it
busy,
is.
just don't worry about it for now. It's like, I don't
Okay.
think it connects anything immediately.
No,
Okay.
not for a little while.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh,
No.
I
liked it. I liked the
Helpful.
games. I
Yeah.
love dodgeball. Luffy not being able to skate, that shit was so fucking funny. Oh my God. The look on Zoro's face when he realizes that he can't skate, because everybody was like, yeah, Luffy's got it. he's our captain, like, fuck yeah. And then Luffy puts on the skate and he like falls, and they're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So
All
funny.
these words are so confusing to me. This is all so random.
It's Straw Hat's playing children's games, Whitney.
It's fun.
That's what I'm gathering. Dodgeball,
Yeah.
skating, afros. Sounds like a
Yep.
party.
Yep.
Sad.
It was interesting.
Better
There's a
or worse
boxing
than the wolf
match.
bonfire? A
Oh,
boxing
the
match.
wolf bonfire. That's another thing I need to touch on. I loved that episode. I know y'all hated it, but I loved it.
It's worse than the wolf bonfire.
Okay. Well, that's discouraging.
Wouldn't say that.
Just listen to our episodes and then you won't really need to. I don't think you. I mean, watch it if you want.
I'll try to listen this week on the way to work. I need to do that.
I'm sure we went off on some amusing tangents at least.
We did. I
Yeah.
think we got a few
Yeah.
out there. Annabelle, did you watch any of the filler arc, the Marine Fort?
No, I didn't,
No.
be mainly because I didn't have the time.
Okay.
Because yeah, you know I'm a procrastinator. And literally they were everybody was right when they say when you have a kid, it takes up all of your time. Everybody was correct about that. Yeah, like I literally have the hardest time finding any time to watch anything for myself.
Absolutely, I understand that.
So yeah, but I did like the episodes we're doing today, 226, I did watch that entire episode, even though you said like it was all filler
Was pretty much
until
all filler, yeah.
literally the last minute. We got to the last minute and I was like, oh yeah, I see now. That's the only canon part.
Yeah, pretty much. So I guess since we're on 226 now, we can go ahead and jump in. This week we watched episodes 226 to 231. What did everybody think of these episodes? I'm glad everybody's
I think
chomping at
they're
the
all
bit.
well, shut the fuck up. You said that just now. I found it already more interesting than Skypiea because, you know, we don't know too much about this place yet, but there's already a ton of new characters that are way more interesting than angel people who stole land from other people. The land is cooler, like the way that they use water is really neat. They use it in like every aspect you can think of, like for travel, for engineering. It's just really cool. And I feel like Luffy was kind to an animal for the first time in his life in this set of episodes, which made me really happy.
Who was it, the Yagata?
It was the little horse, the horse bull that they rode. I don't know its name, but yeah, I like that
He
little guy.
that's a Yagata.
Okay.
Okay. Amanda, Annabelle.
There was a lot going on, which was fun because I mean, I feel like sometimes I have a hard time paying attention to, or like, what do I focus on when there's a lot of stuff happening? But since we're at the beginning, I guess it doesn't really matter, like, where, you know, what sort of thing I'm focusing on because there were so many different characters. And then I was like, ooh, these people are fun, like the mayor and his assistant. I thought were entertaining, but then I'm like, well, are they gonna matter? Like, should I get interested in them? Because are they gonna come back? We don't know because this is just starting. So, but yeah, I like the city a lot. It looks really cool, very like Venice, and they have those cool
Oh, yeah.
Venetian masks and stuff a little bit later on. So I really want to know what's going on with that.
Water 7 was based off of the city Venice.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. Venice needs water horses, though.
They do. So those things are awesome. Annabelle, what about you?
I am really excited about it. I'm kind of like traumatized from Skypiea because I was so excited in the beginning. I was like, ooh, mystery. And now, and then it was like, womp, womp, womp. And now I'm like, ooh, mystery. So I'm really hoping it's not a womp 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 and we're like really amping up to something crazy cool. But the Water City is really freaking cool.
Awesome.
Like,
I love Water 7. Like even
yeah.
just the city, let alone the story that comes along with it. But yeah, the city's awesome.
And yeah, and like it's also drawn. Like the animation of it is really good. Like it's
I thought the animation
really,
was way better in this episode because
So
it's been a
you.
long time since I've watched, but the animation's really good. The intro and the outro are both really good because I notice, at least in mine, they're all in Japanese and they just sound better. I don't know. Maybe it just English doesn't translate as well into
No,
the
that's.
song,
I don't
but.
know. Now that you mention it, like I've had the intro song stuck in my head for a while, but I never really had the other one stuck in my head. And I don't even listen to it really. Like I
The
usually
one
skip it, but.
that sounds like a rap or like a R&B cracks me up, but it's kind of a bop, right? It's not bad. But I noticed, like, in the old, I feel like we had a conversation where sometimes, depending on the platform you watch it on, but I watch on Hulu, and like where there would be a commercial break, there would be like a person's wanted poster come in with
Oh
their
yeah.
music.
Yeah, the
And
eye
now,
catcher.
it's just Luffy, and it's almost like it's in a periscope or something, and it pans down to his straw hat sitting on the boat.
Oh, did they
Yeah.
change the eye catcher? Cool. I don't think I noticed
Yeah.
that in this set.
And it's just like you can tell it's becoming more modernized, like it's newer, and the animation looks a little less fuzzy, if that makes sense.
The animation does look a lot better, for sure.
Yeah.
That was something I picked up on at the beginning of the Foxy Pirate arc. It looks
Yeah.
great.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really liked these episodes. I'm just so excited to get into Water 7. And I know we haven't, and we'll talk about him here in a second, but I love Aokiji. He's just And I don't necessarily like I don't know what it is about him because I wouldn't consider him a fan favorite character. It's just something I like about him. Like I think he's pretty cool.
which dude is
Pun
that?
intended. The
He's the
ad.
admiral. The admiral guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Ice
I
Guy?
have questions.
Elsa? Elsa? Stupid Elsa? Dumb, dumb Elsa?
But like I always watch these episodes just thinking, damn, Aokiji comes in hot and. At the beginning of Water 7 here. Like he's just pretty impactful. So I love that. And then we didn't get to like we were only at Water 7, I think, for like two episodes or like the city specifically. So not a lot has happened. It's mostly just meeting people. But yeah, overall it was just really glad to be here. So Garrett has been messaging me over like the past week. He is already through Water 7. Like, and it, by the way,
He is tearing through this
this
shit.
is
That's
a
wild.
long arc, okay? This is a longer arc than any other arc we've done by far. Like, I think the longest arc we've done so far was like Alabasta at like 62 episodes or something. Water 7 is like 115. It
Jesus.
is a long arc, but there is so much that happens that it keeps you enticed the entire time. And so Garrett was like, I can't stop watching, man. This is crazy. And he was like, texting me, he's like, hey, can I come on these episodes? Was like, yeah, sure. So he's already picking through what episodes he wants to come on. But yeah, he's already jumping into the next arc now. He had a ton of fun with Water 7. So good for him. I'm glad he enjoyed it. Okay, I guess we can jump in here to 226. You know what? I'm just gonna read the summaries for 226 and 227 at the same time. Just because, like, like we kind of already talked about, there's only like a minute of canonicity and whatever that word is.
Canonical
Oh God,
material.
yeah,
I was gonna
that.
say, like, you're gonna
Oh.
read them at the same time. That's talent, Derek.
The crew strolls through. Well, I'm gonna try to read it. Fuck. The crew strolls through a forest on an island and notices some tracks that appear to be bicycle tracks. They walk into an opening and come across a man waking up from a nap. As soon as Robin sees him, she collapses to the ground in fear. She reveals to the rest of the crew that this man is Marine Admiral Aokiji. She reveals the highest authority structure of the Marines, the top being Sengoku, who we already met at the beginning of Sky Island, and the next below him is the three admirals, Kizaru, Akainu, and the man standing before them, Aokiji. Everyone is instantly on edge, but Aokiji attempts to calm them down and reassure them that he is not here to go after them. He is simply trying to relax on a nice day. Castaways appear out of nowhere, and Chopper gives them treatment while Sanji feeds them. Their ship sank after they hit a massive frog doing the front crawl in the middle of the ocean. Aokiji simply touches the ocean and freezes the ocean further than the eye can see. He tells the people it should stay like that for about a week, and then if they walk on it, they will reach the next island in about 4 days. After the people leave, Aokiji reveals that he knows Luffy's grandpa, and is just like him, but he also sees the danger in that. Luffy's recent history as a pirate and adding Nico Robin convinces him that while they might not be a threat now, knowing what they could become scares the hell out of him, and it is easier just to go ahead and kill them now. He obviously has a history with Robin and has kept an eye on her ever since the event that placed the 79 million berry bounty on her head. She grows tired of his talking and snaps him in half, but he just grows right back out of the ice. Zoro, Sanji, and Luffy all jump in, but he drops them easily. He freezes Robin solid as he states that she is the same cold person that she has always been. So let's start with Annabelle. How you feeling?
Mystery. I'm so excited. He is really cool. The fact that he can, like, he's very powerful. And the second that Robin saw him and then the look on her face, I was like, oh my God, I don't think we have ever seen Robin scared, like, at all.
Nope.
Like, in any situation, she has never showed the tiniest bit of fear. And she drops to her knees when she sees him. Like, that is testament right there that this guy's super fucking powerful. And they have some very deep, serious history that I cannot wait to find out. Because we still haven't gotten anything about her, right? We haven't gotten any backstory on her whatsoever.
Nope.
Versus the other crew members, we got their backstory like right away. And she's still a mystery to us. And the fact that she killed it was like an entire crew pirate ship, right? When she was seven.
So she has the 79 million bounty for, I think they said, taking out six battleships by herself.
Oh, yes. Yeah. As a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know she's crazy powerful and he's crazy powerful and he's saying all of these things about her to the Straw Hats, like, you really shouldn't have this woman on your crew. She is as cold as she has always been. And we're just like, this is not the Robin that we know. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I need to know her story right fucking now. And and then we got three episodes that nothing on it. Nothing.
No, I will tell you, this arc is Robin's story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool. You, all of your questions, you will get answers in this arc.
Okay.
Whitney, how about you?
Well, the very last part of 226, I just thought it was funny that I think he calls Chopper a raccoon dog. And he's been called that before, right? Has he been called that before?
That's kind of just a running gag. Chopper gets called a raccoon dog all the time.
Okay. I was really offended when he looked at Nami and said a sexy lady with super big bazongas. That was really gross. Like, that's almost worse than anything Sanji has ever said to Nami.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty interesting. That line caught me off guard because I was like, I don't ever remember Aokiji saying anything like that before. Like, he's not a Sanji-like character that talks about women like that or even looks at them. Like, they don't catch his attention at all. So I actually went and looked it up in the manga to see what Oda had him saying there. Because I was like, this doesn't feel like Aokiji. And I think he did call Nami sexy. And he did ask her to dinner that night. But the Bazanga thing was not in there. That
They
was
added the
definitely added
bazongas.
by Toei.
Good job. We needed that for sure.
Right? It did feel very like out of place in the dialogue.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
that's
was
such
out
a
of
weird
nowhere.
word to throw in there.
Yeah.
That's a very 90s, like,
I was gonna say, yeah. I was like,
bazongas.
I'm
What?
not
He
sure.
says something else too that I was like, wow, that's like really, really 90s to say. I can't remember what it was. I
I'm
don't
trying to
know.
think. This episode probably would have hit in like 2005, 2006, something like that. I don't know.
Damn, that's strange. Well,
I'm trying to think
I don't
when
remember
those.
me
You say
saying bazongas when I was
bodacious
bodacious. I did notice that
Sorry.
in this set of episodes, I had a lot of quotes. There were a lot of things that really stood out to me
Ooh,
as
I didn't
either
have
funny
any,
or
I
really
don't think.
important. Because they talk about how tall he is at one point, and Sanji, I can't remember why he says it, but he says that is one tall piece of apathy. Because this guy is very just like, whatever, like, no big deal, just taking a nap, don't get all upset. And he's like really stupid. And I'm like, how is this guy a powerhouse or whatever they call him? Because he's really dumb. But then he tries to do math, and it's relatively easy numbers, but it was just so me doing math. He's like, this plus this plus this, well,
It's a
it's
big
some
number.
big ass number is what he says. Zora's was like, just do the math. I'm like, I can't do it. But yeah, as far as power though, Annabelle's right. He's really powerful. He froze the whole freaking ocean or whatever they could see. Comes back after being broken in half or whatever, freezes people. Like, I think he would be have we met a Marine except for Smoker that's had powers? I can't remember.
So Sengoku
Let me
does. Now
know.
we haven't seen him, or we haven't seen him use them, but no, I
The
don't think we
girl
have.
that we like with the pink hair. I
Oh,
can't
Hina,
remember
she
her name.
does. Hina.
She
Oh,
turns things
yeah.
into
Oh,
like a
yeah.
cage. I
Yeah, that's
forgot
right.
about her.
Oh.
Forgot about her. Okay. I don't know. It always catches me by surprise when a Marine has a devil fruit power, because you think of it as being like a
A
questionable thing
pirate
to
thing,
do. Yeah,
like
it's a
almost
pirate thing.
illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't know. Is it cheating for a Marine to have a devil fruit power? I don't know. I guess it's helpful, but and then of course he mentions his grandpa, and Luffy just freaks out.
Well,
What, my
is
grandpa?
that the
What?
first time anybody's brought up his grandpa?
Yes,
Well, I
and
wonder
so.
because I hadn't watched the last few episodes, so I was wondering if something had been said or not. But I was like, "Is this it? Is this the first time?" And I was
Nope.
wondering if they were going to say.
Because that's the thing to remember here is technically we would not know anything about Luffy's grandpa except for we've seen the live action, so we know it's Garp and we know he's a Marine. But yeah, that would have been a big question mark had we not seen the live action.
Well, and yeah, I don't know, just the comments on Robin being the most dangerous person that they could possibly have in their crew. I mean, we knew she was powerful. Like, she killed some of those angel people dead, like big time. Like the big guy,
He
she murdered
hurled
that
his
guy.
ass
Like
off the cliff.
she murdered him. But I don't know. And of course, the Robin we know is very kind and smart and helpful and useful. So it makes you kind of question in the back of your mind, like, is she gonna turn on us in the end? Is she just like motivated? Is she self-motivated and just using them? I hope not, but I guess that was the point of him making us question her in that way.
Because I think he even mentioned too that out of all of the different like corporations and groups that she's been a part of, She is the only one left in every single one of them.
Yeah,
Everybody
they've
else
like
has been
all fallen
captured or
apart.
killed. Yep.
Yeah. And it's like you're next, pretty much.
By the way, I did look it up, and Water 7 did air in 2005. So
Oh,
that's when these would come
bazongas.
out.
Nobody was saying
That was
bazongas
not a
when I
word
was a
in
senior in high school.
2005. I know what I'm
I
like. What
was
were people
graduating
saying?
high
People were
school.
like, yeah.
Titties. This is tits.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're No.
just trying to find a nice way to say it on a kid's show.
Bazongas. That reminds me of like Hocus Pocus when you have nice yabos. Very 90s.
Amanda, how about you? What'd you think of 26 and 27?
Yeah, pretty much the same as what everybody has said so far. Like, it was really shocking to see Robin scared of someone because she isn't, I mean, not usually. I don't think we've ever seen her be that concerned about anybody else. Like, anyone that she's fought before, she usually just kind of seems annoyed with them for some reason or another and then takes them out. She's not usually showing any kind of fear. But I wonder what kind of groups she was with before, all the ones that have been like annihilated or whatever, that she has been the only survivor of. Because if they're like at this point, I feel like she can tell that the Straw Hats are good people. So, like, if she was part of groups that were bad, then, if it's a like, every man for themselves kind of a situation, then she probably wouldn't really have any qualms about abandoning whoever that is if they're not good. Because like Crocodile clearly was
Yeah, not the
not a role model. So yeah, I guess I just wonder who she's been with before and like what that was like. And I really want to know if the other admirals have devil fruits as well. The other two other ones of them.
Yep. I
Because
bet you they do.
they said that they were like extra powerful, I think, all three of them. So I'm like, do they also have devil fruits? Maybe. I don't know. I would
I
like
feel
to
like
find
they would
that
have
out.
to. How else? I mean, how do you become an ultimate powerhouse? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to know the answer to that. And then I also didn't take me too long to think about my other favorite character, Ace. And I wanted him to come back and burn the shit out of this guy, but
Yeah.
I would like to see that fight. I
Yeah.
want some like fire and ice
Fire and
action.
ice. Yeah, for sure. I like the hard counter fights like that. They're interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that that guy can freeze the ocean is really helpful as a devil fruit eater because, like, he doesn't have to worry about drowning. He can just, like, walk across the ocean if he needs to.
Yeah, like and ride his bike across the ocean. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it kind of like Annabelle had mentioned, Robin falling to her ass, knees, whatever it was, as soon as she saw about as soon as she saw Aokiji, that right there just tells you everything that you need to know about this guy, because we've talked about before, Robin does not necessarily show a ton of emotion. So to see this come out of her says everything that you need to know. So I am going to give you some information now, on the admirals a little bit. So the names that Robin gave are actually just nicknames. It's not their actual names. Each admiral is given a nickname that is a representation of who they are. So the first one that she named is Kizaru. His actual name is Borsellino, which is very fun to say because it feels very Italian. Borsellino. Okay. So Borsellino means yellow monkey. And the yellow represents radiance while also combining it with the carefree attitude of a monkey. And each admiral also has like a sense of justice that they abide by. And that's pretty common with just Marines, period. So like Garp has, everyone defines justice a little bit differently, and goes about their justice in a different way. So Kizaru's justice is an unclear justice. So he doesn't really care about the orders he gets. He just follows them. He leaves the sense of justice and whether it's right or wrong to the people above them. So he doesn't have a soft or aggressive view of pirates. They are just plain criminals to him. So that tells you a little bit about Kizaru just in his name. The next one is the one we just met, Aokiji. His actual name is Kuzan. So you might hear
Who's
people,
on?
yeah, you might hear exactly like Avatar: The Last
That's
Airbender.
funny.
So every once in a while, you might hear someone call him Kuzan. Annabelle hasn't seen Avatar, and Whitney hasn't either. Okay. Aokiji means blue pheasant. The blue refers to his cold and calm demeanor, while pheasant is a symbol of grace. It's the perfect symbol of elegance with a chilling power. So he has a sense of lazy justice, which you might have been able to tell that by these episodes. He values justice and sees the Marines and the world government as the best way to fight injustice. But he also sees people and he understands the difference between good and bad pirates. So that's a little bit more about Aokiji for you. The next one and the last admiral is Akainu. His real name is Sakazuki. Akainu means red dog. And red is the color of passion, ferocity, and intensity. So combining that with the loyalty and tenacity of a dog is someone that is extremely loyal while also being relentless in nature, which describes his sense of absolute justice, meaning there is no differentiating between good and bad people. You serve the Marines in a fight against pirates, or he kills you. If you, even if you are also a Marine, he murders innocents without question, even if they are or with he murders innocents without questioning if they are traitors, criminals, or not. He doesn't care. And nobody stands in his way in a fight against the pirates. So, like, their names tell you everything you need to know about them.
Primary colors.
Yep, exactly. Primary colors. But I really did like these episodes, and especially Aokiji just being so chill about everything was so funny to me. Everybody else is so on edge, and he's just like, I don't really feel like doing math right now. Just laying there, relaxing, trying to get Luffy to shut the hell up just because he keeps screaming. And he's like, why are you trying to start a fight with me?
That's kind of why I got annoyed with him, though, because I was like, well, they'll be fine because he doesn't really care. But then all of a sudden, he just changed his mind and was like, nah, better do something about it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm curious as to, and maybe because he, because we don't know what his relationship is with Garp either. I mean, obviously now we know, you know, we know because of the live action that Luffy is Garp's grandpa. We know he's a Marine. So but we don't know what kind of relationship they had, but apparently he sees something in Garp that if it was a personality that was to be used in the wrong way, and combining that with the path that Luffy is headed down, it's just something that, well, like he said, scares him a little bit. It's just it's an interesting thought to have. And like, I can't blame him for that thought. If you really think that about someone that's an up and comer, maybe I'm not even gonna finish that thought. Y'all ready to move on to 228?
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Aokiji almost shatters Robin's frozen body until Luffy steps in. Chopper and Usopp flee back to the Mary with Robin in hand. Luffy challenges Aokiji one-on-one while Chopper slowly tries to thaw Robin out until the others arrive. Luffy falls to Aokiji quickly, but because of Luffy's challenge, it causes Aokiji's morality to step in and stop him from attacking anyone else, since he essentially agreed to only take on Luffy alone. Aokiji departs the island, leaving Luffy completely frozen, while also warning him to watch out for Nico Robin. After some recuperation, the Straw Hats set sail for Water 7. Luffy sees the front crawling frog and decides the crew is going to follow it until they end up at a train station in the middle of the ocean. Amanda, let's start with you.
I gotta say, I was pretty impressed with Usopp's dive to carry Robin's frozen body out of there. Like, I was not expecting that. It was like I was trying to figure out what sport that was like, but I don't know sports, so I have no clue. Maybe like volleyball, diving for something like that. And I guess they never quite explained how they were thawing out Robin, but I was just imagining this is terrible. But like when you're thawing out meat, you have to use cold water to thaw it. You can't use like warm or hot water because it'll fuck up the, you'll get
I
sick.
thought you were gonna say put her in the microwave.
No. Yeah, they it sounded like they had to raise her temperature safely, so I was
Slowly.
like, cold water. I don't know why. I just thought it was weird that they were also obsessed, not all of them, but with that, the frog doing the front crawl. Like, why is that so
Why does anybody
fascinating to
care?
them? Because I think they brought it up in the last episode too, and they were like, oh my God, well, it usually does the breaststroke. Why is it doing the front crawl? I'm like, I don't know why you go. And then they pointed it out again. So I don't know. It's kind of funny. Yeah, just pretty dramatic, challenging him to a duel, and then everybody else was kind of like half frozen, so they couldn't pitch in. But yeah, didn't have too much on this one. I'm glad that nobody was completely shattered to death, so good on them.
I thought Luffy did got shattered
I
there
know, me
for a
too.
second.
I was like, oh no, but it was just like a cube of ice that was next to him.
Wendy, what about you? What do you think of 228?
I was really happy to see Chopper doing his thing again, being a good doctor, being really useful, using his head for the first time in
Not
a
just
long
fucking
time.
screaming.
I know. Let's see. They said that they're getting close to Water 7. I can't remember who says that to them. Maybe it's the admirable admirable. The Admiral, I think, is the one that tells them they're getting close to Water 7, but also Marine Headquarters. So I'm not sure how that's going to go if they're that close. At one point, Usopp says, he's like, is another, or are more people going to come after us? I don't know how much more I can take. Bro, you are a pirate. Like, why are you a pirate if you don't expect people to come after you constantly? I mean, he's known this for
He
how
doesn't have
long
any
now?
friends.
That's the only reason for him to be social. I don't know. That just, I was like, you know what you are. Shut up. I love there's more Sanji versus Zoro. I love their little anger and hate to each other, because I think he called Sanji called Zoro a cactus head, and he says, you cigarette snorkeling dartboard.
Then he has to explain why dartboard.
Dartboard eyebrows. I love Zoro so much. Yeah, the frog thing was weird. What is it called? The frog doing the what?
The front
The front
crawl.
crawl? Is that a term?
It's like doggy
Is that
paddling,
normal?
right? I
I have
so
never heard that in my life.
I
I don't know
think
how to
that it's
swim.
a I mean it looks like a standard swimming technique, but I don't think it's normally called the front crawl. It's escaping me what it's actually called.
Yeah,
Okay,
what
I
is
was
that
just like,
normally called when you just like do this?
I don't
Like, what is
know.
that?
It's an Olympic sport, damn it.
I know. Why don't I know what that
I
is?
feel like
It's
my
not.
husband will know. I'll have to ask him because he used to be a lifeguard and his mom taught swimming lessons.
I
So,
used to know all the di what all the different strokes were
okay,
called,
but I'm not
but
crazy because I don't know what a front crawl is, right?
No.
Okay,
No.
good, because I never heard that term
They're
ever.
call yeah, they're calling it something different.
The only other thing, really, I mean, there's a train coming towards them at the end, which was kind of crazy, but there's more about that in the next one. But I love Chopper's response to being complimented, and it's how I feel every time somebody compliments me, because he keeps saying the same thing over and over. He's like, "Calling me a doctor won't make me happy or anything, you stupid jerk." And I want to say that. Like, if anybody's like, "Your hair looks good today," I'm going to be like, "Saying my hair looks good isn't going to make me happy or anything, you stupid jerk." I want that to be my new tagline, because it makes me super uncomfortable for somebody to compliment me. I don't know
Should.
why. It's
I
just
don't
a
know what
thing.
to say. I'm just like, oh,
I
thanks.
always like cringe in on myself. I'm like, thanks. And I make this ugly face, like, It's
The Tina Belcher face.
like, "Oh, you look good today." And I'm like, "Really? Thanks." Do the Tina.
It's
That's
called
so
the
good.
freestyle or the
That's it, the
Frontal.
freestyle. Yep.
Freestyle. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. It just says one technique,
Backstroke,
the front crawl is so widely used that it's called the freestyle.
breaststroke.
I don't know. Okay.
So
Yeah, I've
weird.
always heard it
Okay.
called the freestyle. Yep.
I'm gonna ask my husband if he knows what the front crawl
I
is.
always thought that was just like swim however you want this round.
Yeah.
Like, just do whatever
Freestyle,
is
do what you
easiest
want.
for you. Yeah.
I'm curious if that, like, if they actually, like, in like the Olympics or a swimming competition or something like that, if they say freestyle, like you said, because I would take it that way too. Can you actually freestyle, or are they just giving the slang term for the front crawl?
That's
Like, do you
essentially what
still,
it is.
yeah.
Is what it
Good
sounds
question.
like.
Which,
I
because
like watching swimming.
I'm sure that there are a lot of people that prefer and are better at that, stroke. Like,
Yeah.
if that would be probably, that would be my best stroke, would be the front crawl or the freestyle or whatever you want to call it.
I
Like,
prefer, I cannot swim, but backstroke because I can float on my back and the water isn't in my face. And I think I panic when the water's in my face, like I'm gonna choke to death. So I don't, that's why, like, I can't tread water because I feel it like creeping up on me and I'm like,
Slowly
ah.
creeping up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are some people that prefer like the breaststroke or the backstroke or something
Is a
else too.
weird
So
one.
like,
Doing this is like weird.
yeah. But I mean,
Butterfly is also very strange.
exactly, yes, and the
Like, I don't
butterfly
know how they
too.
move like that.
It's like a whale.
Yeah. Or a
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or
You can compare
butterfly. That one is a good analogy too.
it.
That
I
works.
like the diving. The diving's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Especially like synchronized. Like,
Yes.
how? That's so
Yeah.
crazy.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, the
All that
Olympics are
time and
going to be in
everything.
Paris.
I know they're gonna have a hard time with that one.
They're already like decorating. There's already like merch everywhere. There's
There
signs on
really?
every
Huh.
building.
The
Yeah.
people who live there are so mad about it
Really?
because
Are
they
they?
won't be able to go to work. They can't, like, they have to go to work because they have to be serving all of these a-holes that are in town. But they
I don't
like the
think the
traffic
Olympics
is
are
going to
very
be
good
so
for
bad.
anybody. The
I know.
traffic
I
is
hear that it's
already
awful.
bad. Like,
Yeah.
there's no lines on the road
Like,
near the
people are trying
arc.
to take sabbaticals from their jobs for when that's happening so that they don't have to be in the country.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I
Believe that.
wouldn't, like, it's really hard on a country's economy. The Olympics are
Yeah, then
really hard
like
on.
all the, not all, but like a lot of the places that they build just get left there and then they just deteriorate and nobody ever uses them again.
It's like they make a short burst of a lot of money and then it's like depression afterward. It's really
Yeah,
bad.
like all the
And
Olympic villages
inflation.
and stuff in like Rio and Japan are just like desolate and empty and ruins.
Is it hard on the country's economy? I would think it would be the opposite. I would think it'd be good for
It's
the country's
like
economy.
a really big boom, but then they put so much work into it and stuff. It's almost like a depression afterward
That makes sense.
sometimes.
Because, like, I
And it's
mean,
really dirty.
it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, that makes sense. It's like
People
a
are not nice. Like, people are gross.
our
I'm sure there's a lot
listener.
of littering.
Our listeners obviously know that I'm a Packers fan. And something that the Packers just got this year, which is so cool, and I can't freaking wait. I'm gonna go. is the NFL draft is going to be in Green Bay next year. It switches from city
Nice.
to city. So like the downside to Green Bay is because it's a small town, they don't have the lodging that would be needed for a Super Bowl or something like that. They can't host that big of an event. So like a Super Bowl is never going to take place in Green Bay. Never going to happen. But the draft is going to be in Green Bay, and they were talking about how I think it's projected to bring the state of Wisconsin an extra like $7 million or some shit. Because there's going to be 250,000 people that are like flooding there for the entire weekend. So all of the cities, the hotels are going to be booked, all of those restaurants are getting the extra business, and so much extra profit is going to come from that event. So that would be my thoughts with the Olympics too, that it would be something like that where all of the influx of people would bring in more money.
Yeah, they just like
Yeah.
they have to estimate correctly how much revenue they're going to make, and sometimes they're wrong. And to hire a bunch of people for
Yeah,
labor to
because of all
build
the
and get ready
work.
for it.
Yeah, all the people, because I don't, they must not be doing it this year, but the company I work for has in the past done things at the Olympics, and employees can go if they, you have to like clear it with your line of business or whatever if you're available to like leave your job for 6 weeks or whatever it is. But I mean, we don't do that for free, so they have to pay everybody who works, I assume, for whatever job it is.
Okay, back to One Piece.
One Piece. My
No,
bad. I don't
it's
even
fine.
know how that happened.
The stupid frog got us to talking
The frog,
about
yeah,
what
that's what it
actually
was.
is.
Damn
Damn it.
it.
Damn
Damn
frog. Annabelle, what do you think of 228?
I was totally about to say, like, what even episode are we on? Because, like, I completely just got fucking lost in the Olympics. 228. It was good. Yeah, it was just kind of a filler episode for me, I guess you could say. I really liked
It was basically all
the
fighting.
yes. I really liked the train station part because I got this thing for trains. I don't know why, but
Trains are cool.
I really fucking love trains. I really don't know why. I live I don't know what it is. It's not an Amtrak. It's not like a train that does like transports people, but I hear it. It's like I hear it at midnight, at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like it just drove by not that long ago, like while we were on the recording, like, and I can just hear the train, and it's like a comfort thing for me now. So like Dylan wants to move to Virginia Beach, and I'm like, okay, but like, can we move by a train? Because like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to sleep if I can't hear the train in the middle of the night. I don't know. I just love fucking trains. So the them almost getting fucking smacked by the train was hilarious. And the railroad tracks underneath the water was really freaking cool, actually.
Okay.
Just to see a train going on water, it's crazy.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Who doesn't love a good sea train? So one thing I noticed on this one was, while I think so, like Sanji and Zoro were already down, and Luffy was like trying to fight, but it wasn't really working. The others were worrying about Robin. I loved Nami standing up to Aokiji here. Like, she did not back down for a split second. And I don't know that we've really seen that out of her before. Like, don't get me wrong, she like fought a little bit against Enru, but she had like a little bit of apprehension into what she was doing. She was fucking all in on this shit. So I was pretty impressed with her on that one. And then I had three quotes. All of them were part of this episode. Usopp called Nami a degenerate, conniving ex-thief.
Yeah.
And
I like the word degenerate.
I know. It
That's
was
a word
funny.
we don't use enough as a society.
That's the one that got me, was the degenerate part.
It's like, that's not true, though. I mean, I'm like the, you know how we all, how Whitney and I feel about Nami. I wouldn't call her a degenerate. She's a thief, but.
Yeah.
No, she's a degenerate. She's a degenerate.
I would call her conniving, too.
Well, conniving for sure, yeah.
Conniving thief, for sure.
Yeah. I don't even remember what the situation was. I think he was trying to talk out Keiji out of attacking them and was just trying to show that they're all pieces of shit and like started with Nami or something.
Funny.
But yeah, that was funny. But then there was a scene a little bit later that rubbed me the wrong way, like Usopp tends to do. And Sanji stood up to him, and I was glad that Sanji stood up to Usopp. It was, when Zoro and Sanji got back to the Mary after they left Luffy to fend off Aokiji, and he asked why they were there, and I can't remember if it was Zoro or Sanji, but one of them said, "It's Captain's orders," and Usopp was like, "No, that's not something you do. That's not an order you follow." And I've talked about this before. The loyalty thing pisses me off. It does. I fucking hate that shit. When, like, this man is your captain, okay? And Sanji and Zoro left because captain's orders. You don't ignore captain's orders, especially in times like this, when tensions are high and thinking needs to be done quick. Luffy has a reason for doing what he's doing. Get over it and do what he says, because if he has to explain why he's doing what he's doing to you, it's going to take too fucking long for it to get done. And so when Captain says, "This is what we are doing," that's what you're doing. And when he thinks about stuff or asks about it, that's when you voice your opinion. "Hey, I don't agree with you on this." And I feel like Luffy does that most of the time. Like, some, you know, he gives ideas about, "Hey, this is what we should do," or this and stuff and that, but it's like a soft, you know, recommendation or something like that. It's not an order like, "This is what we're doing." And like, in those times, he listens to his crew very well, and there's a difference in that. But Zoro said, whether this decision is one of his whims or not, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, we have to be ready to deal with it. And I like that. I love that with Zoro. And then even Robin, a little bit later, whenever they decide to follow the frog, everyone was excited to follow the frog. Nami was like, "I don't understand this." And Robin said, "If the captain says we're going after the frog, we really don't have a choice." And I would even say that's one of those soft things, but Robin still follows it to the T. And again, I just love it. So it's one of the things I appreciate her and Zoro for the most, because they do show that loyalty that I appreciate. And it's like, I appreciate the loyalty to Luffy, but it's more that I appreciate loyalty to the captain, period. It's not a Luffy Straw Hat Crew thing. It's just captain's, period, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also like a, because Luffy, he's very silly.
Yeah.
And at times he can be very stupid, but yeah, he's not stupid. That's the whole point of, like, in times like this, he's very smart. Mm-hmm. He's not stupid at all. And I think his silliness can kind of overwash his intelligence when it comes to being a captain and a pirate. And I think Zoro and Robin's like undying loyalty to their captain helps make it more grounded.
Mm-hmm. And I like the way I think about it, because like you see it in movies and other stuff like that a lot, where, you know, like the parent is trying to protect their child or something like that, and they're telling the child, go over, leave, go hide, do something, whatever the situation is, let me handle this. And the child like argues with them, no, I'm staying here with you. Well, if you're here, that means I have to worry about you. When if you're not here, I can focus on this and actually handle it instead of worrying about you. It's that kind of thing where, especially in this situation, where like Luffy did this so he doesn't have to worry about his crew. And that way he can just focus on the fight. And then obviously we see the, Aokiji realizing why Luffy did it and everything like that. Like he has a reason to what he's doing. And I think it's just one of those things. Usopp just, and not just Usopp, Nami too. And I think Chopper is like that in a lot of situations. They don't understand that extra side of Luffy's thought process, the captain side, the instinctual leadership that Luffy has going on. But yeah, so that whole scene happened. Anything else on this one before we move on to 229? Cool.
Ready.
The Straw Hats catch their breath after almost being crushed by the sea train called the Puffing Tom. Before getting back on their way, they meet Granny Kokoro, Chimney, and Gombe. She tells them that not only is Water 7 called the City of Water, but they have some of the best and most innovative shipwrights in the world. She tells them to search for Iceberg, and he will get the Mary fixed up for them. The Mary approaches the beautiful city of Water 7 as the crew stands in awe. The people of the city kindly instruct them where to go to dock the Mary. Nami, Luffy, and Usopp head off to exchange their gold for berries and talk to the shipwrights. Whitney, let's start with you on this one.
I don't really have a lot on this one.
Okay.
I do like Granny and Chimney a lot, even though Granny's totally drunk, according to Usopp. But good for her. She's all right. She's not hurting anybody. She's
She's
having a
having
good time.
fun. Yeah. It's not like
Yeah.
she's driving the train.
Yeah. Like she's just hanging
Leave her
out and she's
alone.
like, hey, hit me up later. I'll show you how to have a good time. Like she's super nice to these people that she doesn't even know. So, am I rewound it a couple times and I still couldn't decide. Did they introduce the rabbit thing they have as a kitty cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
That confused me.
I
And I was like, is
was
it?
so
So confused.
to make it even worse, the rabbit meows.
Yeah.
He's like, meow.
Yeah. Okay. Glad I'm not crazy. I don't know. It just seemed like they were really hammering home the fact that the ship needs to be repaired because Zoro breaks the mast when he's trying to pull the flag down. They talk about finding a shipwright. This place is famous for shipwrights. They have tons of ships and people. That's pretty much all I have. I mean, like, the frog is still in conversation at some point, and Luffy says, I thought that frog was stupid, but turns out he's just super manly. And I was like, is there a difference? Yes.
Awesome.
Because I think he like challenges the train. He just turns around and is like, yeah,
Yeah.
and gets hit by it. And they're like, oh, he's fine. He does it all the time. Which I know a few men like that too. It's fine.
Knows? I'd probably be stupid enough to do it. I can handle
You would.
this.
I could see you doing it for
Your
sure.
overconfidence would definitely, yes.
100%.
Oh,
Yeah.
come on. We both
A
know I
thousand.
could.
A thousand. I know you
Yeah.
would try.
Amanda, how about you?
I didn't have a ton on this one either. Pretty much the same. Granny and Pippi Longstocking are seem like they're nice, fun people to
Pippi
hang out with.
Longstocking.
Yeah, and they're weird cat rabbit. I guess I was kind of wondering why there was a train in the middle of the ocean, but why not? I guess we had an
Yeah.
island that was in the sky, so we
It's
can
a
have a
world
train
unlike any
in the
other.
ocean. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I guess I kind of wondered if it was just like floating along, but they did say that there are tracks, so that's kind of cool. It made me think of like a ride, like a this is, whatever, at Disneyland. It's a small world because you're just like in water and you're on a little track in a little
Oh,
boat.
I hate that ride. So creepy.
Any of those water rides with tracks in them. Yeah, I guess I was a little suspicious because everybody seemed really nice to them. Like,
A little too nice.
yeah, like the two at the train station. And then once they get kind of outside of Water 7 and they're trying to figure out where to dock themselves, and people are like, hey, you're pirates. You shouldn't park here. You should go around the other side. And it's like, are they really nice? Are they trying to look out for them? Or are they. They have like other nefarious purposes.
Okay. Annabelle.
This is where like my attention really got brought in, because
Okay.
the first of all, Granny and Pippi Longstockings, love them. They're characters. They're fantastic. But then they get there, and they're like. It's like this beautiful looking fountain almost, but it's a city. And then it's got like these walls with the numbers on it. And at first I was like, that's a little suspicious. That almost looks kind of like warlike, or like I don't even know how to explain what I'm seeing in my head, but it looks like it can't be good. And then they're approaching, and the guy's like, "Hey, y'all are pirates, so you can't come in the front. You gotta go in the back. You gotta be a little more discreet." And I'm just like, "That was weird." And then I don't know if it's this episode or the next episode, but somebody else helps them too,
I think
and
it was this one.
I think even Usopp says like, "Why are they helping us?" Like. They know we're pirates, right? Like, this is a little suspicious. Which, of all people, how is Usopp the one pointing that out to everybody?
Right.
You would think
Yeah,
it was
everybody was like
Nami.
disproportionately nice here compared to everywhere else they've been
Right? Yeah,
so far.
it was odd. Yeah.
Agreed.
But then they get in there and it's just beautiful. Straight up looks like Venice, that's the place we're talking about, right? The only place I've been out of country is Costa Rica, so I don't know nothing about Europe or anything like
It's
that.
just
But
like
it,
full of canals and they take little
yeah.
boats everywhere. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and the little I want to call them seahorses, 'cause that's basically what they are,
Yeah.
but they call them bulls. They're
I
so
kept thinking
cute.
of the hippocampi from Percy Jackson.
Yes. Oh, yes,
Yeah.
that's what I was
It's
trying to
pretty much
come
what
up
they
with.
are, I think. Like
Yeah.
they're just big sea horses, literally.
Literally, yes. But yeah, it's getting interesting. We're getting more into it. There's more mystery. Are y'all catching on to the fact when I say mystery, it's like
It's
Luffy?
Luffy.
Yeah,
It's
okay,
a
thank you.
mystery. Yes. Very
Thank
Luffy
you.
of you.
It's a
Haven't said
mystery.
that in a little while. We need him to
I
say that
love it.
again.
Every time he says it, I love it. It's like somebody explains it to him and then he goes, ah. Mystery.
I feel like that would, if we were Straw Hat characters, you would be Luffy.
I would be
100%.
Luffy.
Yeah. Mystery.
You
I have a lot of Luffy humor. Yeah.
can
Mm-hmm. see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Gombe is my favorite. Don't get me wrong. I love Granny Kokoro and Chimney, but Gombe is just reactions to everything. And even though he or she or whatever, they only make the one noise. The noise just cracks me up, but he just Gombe's
Wait, is Gombe the horse?
the rabbit that
Oh,
is
okay. I
called
don't
Kitty.
remember the name.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are we talking about?
Yeah, Gombe is the rabbit that is called the kitty. And Chopper is so innocent. There's a scene where everybody's talking about what they want in a shipwright, and Luffy wants a 16-foot tall man that can beat a bear or something stupid. And Chopper says, "I'm just glad we're getting a new friend."
Yeah, that was adorable.
He's so sweet. I love Chopper,
Buddy.
man.
Buddy.
Let's see, and so Yeah, we've already kind of talked about it. I just absolutely the love the design of Water Seven in One Piece. I just think it's such a cool looking city and everything. It is my favorite location in the entire show. It's awesome. And then the Yagatas look like so much fun. I want one. They just seem like fun, and they all have their own personalities and everything like that. And I really enjoyed them. And yeah, and then there's my note that everyone in this town seems too nice and too accommodating, and it's a little scary. Like, last time we got to a location and people were nice like this was Whiskey Peak when they were all bounty hunters that tried to kill them in the middle of the night. So,
Just had a big party.
Okay, on to episode 230. The Straw Hats explore the city on their new Yagatas. At Dock One, some pirates are attempting to rip off the shipwrights that completed a job for them. The shipwrights come together and easily take out the crew of pirates. Robin and Chopper head out shopping, leaving Zoro behind after Sanji shops for groceries. Robin and Chopper stroll through town. When Chopper goes into a bookstore, a masked person walks by Robin and says CP9. She freezes in her tracks with a frightened look on her face. Chopper walks back out and finds Robin is gone. Back on the Mary, some guys try to attack Zoro while he's sleeping. So I mean, these last few episodes, it's not necessarily a lot that's happening. It's just little moments here and there and learning how the city works and and meeting people and stuff like that. But this guy or this person walks past Robin and says CP9. Any guesses as to what CP9 is?
I wondered if it had something to do with the ship she destroyed.
Okay.
But that was my only thought, because it freaked her out.
Yeah, I'm so I don't know. I guess I didn't think about what it could be. I just really wanted to know what it was. Maybe an address, like meet me here, or but like has she been there before? Don't
Yeah,
know.
because she seems like she's going somewhere
Yeah.
specific.
And she
I don't
knows
know.
a lot about the, well, she knows enough to answer Chopper's questions about like the masks and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I looked up a little bit on those masks because I was curious, and like for the most part, they use them for carnival and for parties and stuff. But they did say that sometimes people use them when they were like trying to have a disguise if they were doing some shady business or something like that. So I assume that that person was not on the way to the party and maybe was doing something
Shady.
weird.
It was very like eyes wide shut, culty, like sex cult vibes. Not
There was.
necessarily sex cult, but like that's what it reminded me of.
I feel Yeah, the bit where like it paused a lot, like it was just like real slow motion on them like passing each other, and then like it was just on her face for a while. I don't know, maybe or some kind of code. Poneglyph 9. What's the C for?
Could be a
I don't know.
poneglyph. I don't know.
Colorful
Interesting.
Poneglyph 9. There we go.
Yes.
That's it.
Or carnival party at nine.
Oh,
This
good
makes me
one.
feel like someone's going to turn on the sprinklers, the ninth grade at nine deal. Anyway, Annabelle, any guesses, thoughts on CP9?
I have no clue. None at all. I the theme of masks throughout this episode is odd to me, and it's giving me Purge vibes.
Okay, I can see it.
Especially when Chopper goes into the shop and the lady is like, oh, that's a cool mask you got on. And he's like, a human reindeer. And she's like, well, as long as you're having fun. I know it was lighthearted, but it kind of had, to me, it felt like there was a dark meaning behind it. So I don't know. The masks are creepy. The fact that Robin seems very on edge is like giving me the creeps. Like it's making me very, very antsy, very like, what the fuck happened and what is going to happen?
Because
Like,
like the
what did
past
you do, homegirl? What did you do?
the past couple episodes, she's felt pretty on edge. Like ever since Aokiji was there, she has felt off. And she finally starts feeling back to normal here, and then this happens. And then the only other thing I really had was with Robin disappearing at the end of this episode, and then these guys coming on the Mary and jumping Zoro, because this was almost the last episode for this set. If we would have just done 226 to 230, I was like, damn, that would have been a good cliffhanger. yeah, that was just something I noticed. I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. We'll miss it. Annabelle, what did you think of this episode?
I liked it. Like I just said, it a lot of it made me feel uneasy just because Robin's uneasy, and you know that's like not normal at all. She's like a rock out of everybody. She's the calmest one out of everybody. Have we gotten to the part where they have made it to the bank, I guess, to cash in their gold yet?
I don't think so. I think that's next episode.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's funny that Sanji was all like, what, they all left and now I'm stuck here with you, with Zoro. And then he leaves Zoro, and this is kind of bleeding into the next episode, but the pirates get on the ship to try to jump Zoro, and then we don't see anything else about it. Like, we just see Zoro back on the ship the next episode, like, all chill, right? Like, I don't remember seeing him fight anybody
Well,
besides this moment right here. He
he
did it
did
the way that
it.
I wanted it to, because the second I saw them all, I was like, these guys are fucking lame. I hope that he just does this and then kills all of them in like one go. And that's exactly what he did. So it was very quick, and they just like dispersed and fell into the ocean, and then they swum back to shore, I think.
And now they're just kind of like watching everybody else on the crew. They're
'Cause
like
was it the
watching them.
same bunch of them that were spying on the three that went to the bank and knew that they were there to exchange money
I think
or
so.
gold?
Same group, not same people.
Okay.
I think they're all splitting up and watching them. This is not about this episode. This is actually about Foxy Pirates, but something Whitney said reminded me of it. The fact that Whitney hasn't watched it yet. I think you should watch it because the captain of the Foxy Pirates, his like power is like a slow beam, so he can like slow people down for 30 seconds. And he there's this one spot where he slows Sanji and Zoro at the exact same time, and they're facing each other, and their heads like touch each other like they're about to kiss each other. And it's the best scene out of the whole episode
That's
of
what I
that. I love
want.
it,
That's what
right?
I need. Give me that in the live action, please.
Right?
Yeah, I'll
And you
take
can
that in the
like
live action.
you can see in their face, they're both like, you son of a bitch, get the fuck away from me.
I love it.
But yeah, that's this episode. I think that's all I got.
Amanda, how about you? What'd you think of 230?
I think just beyond the whole Robin thing, I like this mayor, Mr. Iceberg and Khalifa, and his little mouse that he keeps in his pocket named
Yes.
Tyrannosaurus.
That he just found and named out of
I
nowhere.
know, I love that.
He's
That
like,
was so stupid.
give me a cage and feed.
He's like, this is, and here's this mouse that I just found. Like, why did you introduce them to the mouse? I guess that's nice of him. But yeah, I mean, those two, I was like, oh, who are these two? Are they good people or are they bad? Because it sounded like they were in support of the shipwrights who just got swindled by the group of shitty pirates. So it seems like they're trying to, control things and make sure people are getting paid for their work, which is good. But I can't quite tell like if they're good politicians or not.
Whitney, how about you? What do you think of this reason that we go to the dentist?
Tooth hurty.
Yeah.
Like I said
I'm
before,
glad you
this
caught
is
on.
well, because it entered my mind
Yeah.
when you said episode 230, and I was like, a dentist's favorite episode. Lame. This is the first time I've seen Luffy be nice to an animal in a long time, so that made me happy that they're having a good relationship. And the horse seems to be having a good time too, so that's good. These people in the mask going by, it reminded me almost of those creepy, and I know Annabelle exactly is like super young, but like
The
maybe you
plague
guys
masks.
remember. No, but if you guys remember, like, I don't know, back in the day, people used to decorate their house with like masquerade masks. Do you guys remember those? Like, it was very like interior, home interior,
I
like
know what you're
people
talking
painted
about. That
mirrors.
whole movement was, but I have
Yeah.
this still is a desire of mine. I've always wanted to go to a masquerade party, and I've never been to
Yeah.
one, and I just want to go to one, and I
You
don't
can
know
go to like
why.
New Orleans and Carnival or something and
Yeah,
just.
I did go to New Orleans, but there was no like, I feel like there weren't any masks at that time.
Listeners,
Damn.
if you go to a masquerade party, make sure to invite Amanda.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I really want to go. They look fun. I don't know. And
Um,
I'll wear like not the right mask. I'll wear like
you
something completely different.
want to wear a human reindeer mask?
Yes, I'll go as Chopper.
Have you seen Let's Be Cops?
No. I don't know who's
No,
in
none of
that.
you.
I don't know.
Let's see. One of the Wayans brothers and damn it, what the hell is that other guy? He's in that show New Girl. He plays Nick in New Girl. I can't remember his name. Anyway, so they get a one of the friends says, "Hey, our college reunion this year is a costume party." So they get costumes to dress up like cops, and they go to the party, and it's a masquerade ball.
Nice.
And he's like, "This is a masquerade party, not a costume party." And he's like, "Well, it's the same thing." And he's like, "Not the same thing."
Yeah.
That movie is fucking funny. Anyway, continue, Whitney. Sorry.
I was kind of confused because these pirates are trying to like beat up on the shipwrights or like not pay them, and Mr. Iceberg and Khalifa are like assessing the situation, and she says it's sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I don't really
She's
understand.
stupid.
Just says it randomly, sexual
So
harassment.
weird. Yeah. But it was funny because I was watching all these people, like, oh, it's the shipwrights. And I was like, are they like celebrities? And like 5 seconds later, the guy was like, they're like celebrities to us. So that's cool, I guess. They do look pretty awesome. One of them was almost my pirate pal till I found somebody better. But when they're going, when Robin and Chopper were going down the street, and there was a guy hitting on Robin, and his wife was inside and like tells him to shut up, Chopper says, "This place is full of Sanjis," which is exactly the thought that I had in my mind when he said that. I don't remember what he said to her. It was just like, "You're good looking. You want to go out for dinner or something?" It was weird. But yeah, I wasn't super worried about the people on the Going Merry. I mean, Zoro's
Yeah,
there. It's fine.
it's
I was
fine.
afraid
It's
a little
good.
bit that they'd destroy the ship a little bit more, but I don't think they had the time.
Yeah, I don't think he left him on there long enough. See, I guess it's everyone. Okay, 231. The group of bounty hunters attack Zoro, but he gets rid of them easily and goes back to sleep. Luffy, Nami, and Usopp finally get to the bank to exchange their gold. The appraiser tries to cheat them out with a quote of 100 million, but Nami is on to him and gets him up to the actual worth of the gold at 300 million. Lurking from the shadows, more of the bounty hunters watch the three Straw Hats carrying around the money. The three arrive at the shipyard and are greeted by a shipwright named Kaku. He leaves them to talk to Iceberg when he leaps through water, or he leaves them to talk to Iceberg while he leaps through Water 7 to go check on the Mary. Sanji strolls through town elsewhere, and when he sees Robin with the masked person, he calls out to her, but she ignores him, and they disappear around a corner. Khalifa informs Iceberg of Luffy, as well as the other two members of the crew with bounties, Zoro and Robin. When she mentions Robin, he has an obvious reaction. Usopp turns around and when they finish talk or turns around when they finish talking and they notice that the group of bounty hunters are making off with two of their cases of money. So before I throw it off to Annabelle, I want to know from all of you, what are your thoughts on Kaku? Like, we've already talked about Khalifa and Iceberg a little bit.
I just wanted to know why he and I feel like a few other of them sounded like they were from New Jersey in the 30s. Like they sounded like they walked out of like Boardwalk Empire or something because they were like using that old timey, like, what did he say? He had some line that was like, darn Skippy or whatever. Like,
old, I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail or
yeah, something like something that. And they like all that. Sounded like Jersey.
Amanda or Annabelle, Whitney, any thoughts on Kaku?
I don't remember who that is.
Me either.
Well, yeah, why does he fly?
I have no idea who the fuck he is.
He's the guy that looks like that everyone keeps confusing for Usopp.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that has the hat that says Gully on it, I think.
Oh,
sure.
I didn't remember or I didn't understand why he was doing the splits for a minute. I was like, yeah. He's just talking to these guys, doing a big split, but then I realized he was running. After that, and all I could think when he was jumping on things was the office parkour.
Yeah,
parkour.
Parkour.
Yep. Okay,
that's pretty much it. I don't know.
Why does he look like Pinocchio?
I mean,
like
he kind of does.
He looks like a wooden doll.
Yeah,
it was kind of funny that like. When he gets to the ship, Zoro's like, oh, it's just Usopp. Like, everybody thinks he's Usopp.
Like, he's like, wait a minute.
Because Sanji like looked up and saw him flying across the sky. He goes, Usopp?
And then Luffy was like, hey, Usopp, get back over here. Like,
yeah, and then Usopp's like, I'm right here.
Next to you.
You're all so stupid.
He's interesting. He's a character. Like, I'm interested to see if he is of any importance to this arc or anything, but he must have some type of devil fruit power or something to be able to do what he does or not be like human, you know what I mean? Because not everybody's just running around fucking jumping on buildings and flying, basically.
And just, being a professional parkour person.
Is it because he's Pinocchio? There's
sure.
no strings on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
And Annabelle, I'll leave it with you. What'd you think of 231 overall?
This was great. See, this is what I'm fucking talking about. Nami is such a piece of shit, like, terrible person throughout the whole fucking anime.
That was not where I thought you were going with it.
Then you still don't know where I'm going with it. She had this period of time where she was so fucking helpless all the fucking time. And now they're sitting in the bank and she's like, we're gonna fuck you up if you lie to us again and don't give us the right fucking appraisal. And then they walk out and Luffy's like, man, you were pretty scary back there, Nami. Like, where the fuck is this Nami at? Like, this is
only
the
one
Nami
it has to do with
I
money.
Want to see, right? This is the Nami I want to see all the time, especially when y'all are in danger and you need to fucking fight. Pull this out of your fucking ass. Like, come on. Oh, God, I hate this bitch so much. God, I hate her.
But, yeah, like you said, she needs to be that all the time.
Yes, the time. Like, then I will respect you. If you're a stone-cold bitch all the time and you can hold your own, you can't go back and forth between being a helpless little girl and this bitch that's like, give us our fucking money. That's worth it.
I mean, she was kind of like that in these episodes, just overall, like between this and then standing up to Aokiji by herself.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes,
that's what we
but
need.
we haven't seen this
We
Nami
haven't seen it
since
overall.
Arlong Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, how long has that been? A really long
It's been a
fucking
long
time.
time.
Yeah. Really long fucking time.
I mean,
That's
like
why I like
150
live action
episodes
Nami
at
so
this
much.
point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because she's more like this, like
Badass.
consistently.
Yeah.
She's consistent.
She
Yeah.
doesn't freak out like this
I
Nami
hope she
does.
stays that way. I hope they don't change it.
Right. Yeah. Luffy almost losing one of the suitcases of money was, and this is one of the only times that like I resonate and agree with Usopp, because like watching them with all of that money in the city gave me so much anxiety. I was like, oh my God, y'all are gonna lose your money. Hold on to it. Take some of it back to the ship. I don't care. Like, it makes no sense for you to be walking around this city that you don't know about and that is very suspicious because they're being very nice to y'all. And
This is the time where I'm like, just leave it with Nami, because Nami is not letting that shit out of her hands.
right?
Yeah.
Right. And you left it with Usopp? Like, really? And then
It would have been well worth the time to just take it back to the ship and
it
come
would have.
back.
Yeah.
Like,
It would have.
Leave it with
yes.
Zoro, call it good.
I don't know if I'd leave it with Zoro.
Or if he'd just like sit on the briefcases while we're
Zoro's like,
sleeping.
he's like,
Yeah.
man, I can buy a really nice sword with
Right.
this.
But then, yeah, of course, leave it up to Usopp to let the two, not one, but two briefcases of money get stolen. I'm
Yeah.
assuming there's 100 million in
I
each
think there is, yeah.
suitcase. Yeah. That's a lot. 200 million berries you just lost.
Yeah,
Man,
gone. Just like
gone.
that.
Fucking Usopp. The mayor is weird.
Iceberg.
He's
Yeah.
Ice Pop. That's what I'm gonna
Yeah,
call
ice
him from now
pops.
on. I love
Ice
that. He's a
pops.
Ice Pops. He's so weird, but I love the gentleness he has with like the mouse. Like he's like, I just made this new friend and this is his name and my secretary needs to get me a his, food for him and a little house for him. And I'm like, oh, you're cute, but also like you could tell you're a man of power because you have all this shit to do. And then he's like, ah, I don't feel like doing it, just cancel it.
He pouts like a child. He's like,
I
I
could do
don't
that.
wanna. And she's like, okay.
Okay. It's almost like he's a prodigy or something, and he's too young to even care about it all. So he's in a position, he's like, could care less.
Yeah,
Right.
for sure.
And is he the one that's supposed that they're wanting to fix? Like he's the head ship, right? Like he's the best one out of all of them.
I think he just owns it, right? Or manages it.
So he is the mayor of Water Seven, and he also owns Galley-Law, which is the company of shipwrights. Like, he is in charge of all of the ships,
Okay.
so he does like final inspections on them and everything. So I mean, it's probably a fair guess to say that he's the best shipwright out of all of them. Like, he knows the most about ships and building ships and everything like that. I'd say that's
Okay.
a good estimate.
Okay. Another question. I think I need the log pros explained to me again because I'm like, I think I'm confused as to why it's leading. Like, where is it leading them to? Where is it supposed to be leading them?
So the log pose, it connects them to the magnetism of an island, or like the geographical magnetism.
Okay, so they're just island hopping right now, basically.
Basically, yeah. And
Okay.
once it gets to an island, they have to stay there for a certain amount of time. Each island is different before it,
Connects to a different one.
connects to a different one. But it's not like it gives you choices as to what island you go to.
Yeah.
So there are other islands that they are just straight up skipping.
So is does that Is there like, I'm probably thinking way too deep into this. Does that mean there's like a deeper meaning into the log prose? Like it's leading them to islands? Because it seems like it's leading them to places where people need help.
Possibly, or it could just be that people everywhere need help.
Okay, that's a good comeback, Derek. That's a
I
good one.
mean,
Okay.
yeah.
That's a good way to evade my question without telling me a spoiler, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's all I got.
Amanda, what did you think of 231?
I feel like most of my notes I already kind of said, like I liked the little the mouse's name is Tyrannosaurus. And then I wondered why these people sound like Jersey people. I thought it was really funny that the iceberg ripped up the letter because he said the lipstick on it was creeping him out.
That
Yeah, and I was also just so anxious about them swinging the briefcases around and walking around with that much money. And of course, look what happens. It gets stolen by the Winter Soldier. I don't know who that guy was. He had a red star on his arm.
was funny. I did not even make that comparison, but yes, that's a good nickname for him. I wonder, do they all have the red star though?
I think it was just him. He had a head on both shoulders.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the oh well, the guy at the bank when they first checked in, it was like only the first thing that he said, but again, another like East Coasty accent. He sounded like Peter Griffin. And it was just like the very first sentence that he said, and then afterwards it didn't
Yeah.
really. But yeah, I was like, what the what is who is this?
That's funny. Whitney, what about you? What'd you think of 231?
I can't believe nobody has mentioned the fishnets from Frankie's family, the Frankie family. The guy that is fighting Zorro, those fishnet tights he's wearing, are you kidding
Oh, I didn't
me?
even
I
notice.
completely forgot about it.
You
I
gotta go
noticed it while
back.
watching it, but I completely forgot.
He's wearing like a one piece black, like bathing suit leotard thing and fishnet hose. Oh my God. Come on. Like, that's a
Damn.
cosplay I need to see. What Annabelle was talking about with Nami, it was fantastic to see her acting like that. But what cracked me up when they were like ready to go and she slams her foot on the table because they needed the thumbprints. And Luffy's like, "What's up?" Giving him a toe print.
I don't think I
It
even caught that line.
made me laugh. I already talked about square nose guy doing the splits. I was really confused about that for a minute. But I agree. He's so strange, but I love how he's like, "I'm Mr. Iceberg, and this is a mouse I just picked up." And I was like, "Buddy, he seems very sweet in a way, but I don't know.
I like that he was
I'll love
petting it
him."
with one
Yeah, he's just so
finger.
scratching it. I'm just really reluctant to trust him. I don't know. These people are nice, and I don't trust people in
They're
general.
too nice.
Too nice. So we'll see how this goes. But I don't know. The Frankie family, I don't know. Are they pirates? Are they just like goons at this place? I don't know yet. And who's Frankie? Did we meet Frankie? Because I don't remember anybody saying this is Frankie, because they said a lot of names of the
Yeah, we got
shipwrights
a
and
lot of
stuff,
names
and I don't
here.
remember.
But
But
if
yeah.
they're like a Jersey pirate crew, there's probably 20,000 Frankies. Oh, yeah.
Frankie.
Come on, Frankie. Yeah.
Frankie.
Frankie. That's pretty much it. I'm glad they got their money, but then they got it freaking stolen because Usopp had it. So now what?
It down for 2 seconds and it's gone.
You don't ever put it down. You don't put it down.
Yeah.
Handcuff that shit to yourself.
200 million berries. Don't fucking put
Crazy.
it down.
Like it,
Crazy.
if you remember, that's twice the amount of money that Nami owed Arlong to buy her town.
Yeah. Oh,
Like
shit.
that's a lot of fucking money.
That's what I thought
Yeah.
of when they offered her 1 million berry at first. I was like, that's what Arlong wanted her to get. But.
Yeah, no, it was 100 million is what Arlong wanted her to get. So did any of you catch the reaction that Iceberg had whenever Khalifa said Nico Robin's name? Like, any thoughts on the connection between Iceberg and Robin?
No, I
No.
didn't
No.
catch that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, the scene at the bank with Nami, I absolutely loved it, and she saved their asses. Like, definitely one of her best moments with the crew so far. And honest, it's no surprise with, like you were all talking about with her thoughts on money and everything. So, yep, I was definitely glad that she was the one there and not others. And then when Luffy accidentally hurls the case of money over the canals or whatever you want to call it, and they and Usopp and Nami like try to jump in after it, and Luffy just stretches out and pulls it out of the air. I thought that was so fucking funny. I laughed out loud for sure. And then I think it was when Sanji was at like the food market or something like that, and he's trying to get to a meat stand, I think. The lady tells Sanji to take six rights and 17 lefts. And I'm like, maybe that depends on where you're turning, but that feels like a very repetitive figure eight to me. Like, it just makes me think of someone scribbling an eight to try and cover up a different number or some shit. Maybe like a nine or CP9, CP8. Okay. And guess that's it in these episodes. Anything else before we move on to our extra credit shit? No?
No.
Cool. Okay. Any other quotes?
No.
And pirate.
No.
No. Pirate pal.
Right. So originally I picked the guy. He was a shipwright and he just looked super cool. He looked like a white blade. He was just so neat looking. He was covered in green tribal looking tattoos and he had sunglasses on and had a mustache. But I can't remember his name. But then, okay, I have a picture of him just to show you. And he was carrying like this hammer
Oh, okay. Yeah.
thing, if you guys remember him. But then I saw this guy, and I'm going to crop this picture. But this was on the boat with the Franky family. And I've named him, and I'm not trying to body shame, but it's an anime. So I named him Ro for Rotund. Look at this
Yes, that
guy.
guy. What? He also reminded me of something and I couldn't figure out what it was.
Like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, I think
Humpty
so.
Dumpty. Humpty
Yeah.
Dumpty.
Humpty
He's
Dumpty.
perfectly round and he's got little goggles on, which
Little
they all
bow
have little
tie.
goggles on. Yeah. And what's the bow tie stuck to? It's in his skin. He's not wearing a shirt.
Gross.
He's got suspenders on.
Oh, I do love
So,
suspenders.
yeah. Suspenders and a bow
Not on
tie.
a round guy, though. Where, what
I
is
don't
it?
know. I mean,
What does
the
it hook
shoulders.
to? Yeah.
Yeah, because like he barely has any like shoulder, and his arms are so tiny and they're so far up, like he doesn't have a neck. I don't know. The way he's built is
Funny.
something,
Yeah.
but yeah, I like this guy. He looks
Okay.
very stoic.
So you're calling him Rotund? Is that what you said?
Row.
Oh, Ro, that's right. Okay. A manifestation.
CP9, tell me what that is. I want to know where she's going. If she's going into some, I can imagine like her walking down some like stone steps into like some secret society or something. I want that to be what it is.
Okay.
Maybe. And they'll have
Lovely.
masks on because
Yeah.
that weird guy
Because it's
has one.
fitting.
They're all
Yeah.
having sex. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, that happened. Oh, what movie was it? There was like a weird
Eyes
shift. Now
Wide
I'm, it's
Shut? That's the one I.
no, because I haven't seen that. It was like kind of recent, and these two people were snooping around somewhere, and then they ended up like walking in on a sex cult, and they all had masks on. What movie was that?
Ooh, tell me.
I'm gonna have to think about it. If you know what I'm talking about, send us a message.
Probably. Yeah,
We're gonna
somebody
get
let me
so many
know.
sex movies in our DMs
Was
now.
it like In the
Good.
Boys or
Keep coming.
something? Or like, I feel like it was because it was very violent.
There
What
was.
happened? Because they like walked in on it and then somebody like shot up the place.
I think
Was
there
it
was one in
the.
season two of You. There was
I
like a
haven't
sex
watched that show.
dungeon. Okay.
Was it
I
Herogasm?
don't remember that.
In You?
In season two of You, it's been a while since I watched it, but I don't remember the sex dungeon.
He was only there for like a little bit.
Are you talking about his little box that he keeps his victims in?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not his sex dungeon. It's someone else's sex dungeon.
Not the girl that he's with in season two, that's a little psycho.
No. It is during that season, but it is not her sex dungeon either.
God, I gotta watch that show again. It's been so long since I've watched it.
There's the girl that he's living with, the Jenna Ortega, or
Yeah.
like she lives in the, it's like she was at a party or something like that, and he like goes to the party and finds the sex dungeon at the party.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Spoiler alert, he kills a guy in there.
He kills a lot of people.
I mean, he does. Chuck's really fucked up.
Man, I'm gonna have to watch it, and then I'm gonna text you, Derek, and be like, I know what you're talking about now.
That show's interesting.
It's
Okay.
great. It's a really good show.
It's like
If
a, it's
y'all
a,
haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's really good.
it's a car wreck. It's not good, but you can't not watch.
No, it's good, Derek. Come on. It's good. If you like murder, it's good.
Murder and crazy people. Yeah.
Yeah, and like crazy, like he murders people because he's crazy.
Yeah. And anybody with sanity dies.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody that has any sanity that does not die.
Yeah.
Okay. Piece of shit.
I mean, Usopp lost the money.
You're right.
Yeah, he did lose the money.
I went with Usopp too, because also again, this the whole scene at the beginning, the loyalty thing, and ignore captain's orders whenever you feel like it, rubbed me the
And he
wrong way.
thinks that being a pirate isn't going to mean that people are going to chase them constantly. Like,
Yeah,
how
like.
stupid do you have to be?
Dude, and isn't his whole like every single one of them has like a goal of what they want to do with their life? Isn't his whole thing of wanting to be a brave warrior of the sea?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of my face, Usopp.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, they are about a quarter of the way around the world now. Like,
Really? Wow.
yeah, since Laboon, they've went about a quarter of the way around the world. So, does he really think it's going to get easier the next three quarters? Like, think it's
I think
hardest
he
at the
just likes the good
beginning?
parts, like spending time with people, but he doesn't want to deal with the scary stuff. And it's like, don't be a pirate.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to be there for the fun, but he doesn't want to do any of the work.
Right. Which he does some work. I mean, I've said before that he does a lot of work on the ship when nobody else does, but at this point, that seems to be his main goal is just get a new ship or get the ship fixed because he's the only one that has cared about
So
it.
if they bring in a shipwright, then
He's not going to have a place
anything.
anymore.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Why are they looking for a shipwright? I thought you were the shipwright, Usopp. What the fuck?
He's just bad at
Right.
it.
He's just bad at it.
I mean, he tries. You gotta give him
He's
that.
not
He
his trade.
tries.
Ugh,
It's
why
not
are
his
you
trade.
even here? I can't. I
It's
can't.
so weird because I feel like his thing is like being the sharpshooter or whatever, but then they never have like battles at sea.
That
So what
was
is the point?
my other thing too. And I thought I wrote it down. Did it just I had more notes. They were just farther down. Son of a bitch. I was like, I swear I wrote this fucking shit down. So yeah, because that was one of my notes was Usopp is the Straw Hat's sniper. Could he not have just shot them as they were riding away on the
Right, exactly. Instead, he just
Yagatas?
screamed about, "Why are you stealing our money? Fuck off, Usopp, God."
Use your rubber band of doom. Hit him in the
Like,
ass. Fuck.
he absolutely could have made that shot, but instead he's just like, "Hey, get back here!"
He just doesn't think straight in times of stress, and that's not good for a pirate.
And
Ever.
ever. He doesn't think straight ever.
If he had a gun, that's one thing. Like, you don't shoot somebody in the back. Like, there's so many people that have been put in prison or something like that. But this is a fucking child's toy. It's a slingshot. Shoot them in the back all you want. Like, pick up some rocks and point them in that direction. So I whatever. Yeah, and I'll just leave it at that. Okay, so it sounds like we're giving the piece of shit to Usopp.
Yeah. Oh,
Annabelle,
yeah.
how many times have we given it to him whenever you're on? I feel like it's becoming a pattern.
I don't know. Does that just mean I hate Usopp, or like,
Know.
he's just a piece of shit. Like,
I know.
I don't know how many other ways to explain it to everybody. Like, I
This
don't
is
understand why anybody likes him.
the. So it's Usopp has his cult following for sure. And I think a lot of people, it's their meme. You know, they only say they like Usopp because they know everybody else hates him. And they think, you know, for the humor.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why a lot of people do. But I definitely know there are people out there that absolutely love Usopp's character. I don't understand it. And there are people that have tried to convince me that he is. Like, I got a text from somebody and they're like, hey, are you ready to realize that Usopp is a G? And I was like, hit me, tell me why. I'm
Change.
curious. And like, he was making these points. I'm like, okay. Like, okay. So he has two good moments in what, 700 episodes that it's supposed to convince me he's a G. He's like, okay, maybe that was the wrong phrasing. I'm like, if you're gonna say he comes in clutch sometimes, sure, I'll give you that one. But no. Yeah. There's gonna be Usopp fans out there that are so fucking mad right now.
Well,
Be
be
mad.
mad, yes, and rewatch everything that we just watched, because I don't know what you're watching, but we're
It's
not
like
watching the same thing.
It's like Ron in Harry Potter. Tell me what he brings to the table.
I
Okay.
like Ron.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go down that hole now. It's too late for
That
that.
No, I used
That
to
got weird.
argue with you about that, but now, like, I can't even argue with you because I'm just like, you know what? Like, you're right. He kind of doesn't really bring anything to the table.
He brings his family brings a lot to the table.
And
Like,
friendship, but that's
he's a
about
much
it.
better a loyal friend than
No,
Usopp.
that's true.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I can't say that because he does flip on Harry very, very quickly whenever the whole Goblet of Fire thing goes out. Like, he didn't even ask Harry about it. He's like, yeah, Harry fucking cheated, that piece of shit.
One time. Come on. And that was
That's
just like
true.
jealousy.
That was
Got
jealousy.
over it.
Yeah, teenage
Got over
jealousy. Like, yeah. He's
it. I think that's
already the
part of it.
chosen one. Like, why should he have the Goblet of Fire? Why should he have all this glory? I get it, because Harry's like that girl in high school where, like, she's the class president and she does all blah 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 blah. And it's like, can't you just let somebody else have something for once?
Yeah, and like, you know, and she's got somebody that's trying to murder her, and it's, you know, she's got everything.
Yeah. Because she's the
Okay, I'm sorry. We didn't need to go down to that rabbit hole. It was just something I noticed because I remember that whenever you were on in Arlong Park, we definitely gave it to Usopp there.
But I do think there was one episode where I did vouch for Usopp, because there was one where he was actually useful.
I
But that
think. Yeah,
was
he's
it.
been useful
That was
before. It's
it,
just
yeah.
was
Few and
it
far between.
actually, you know what, I think last time you were on, I think we gave him the MVPs now that I'm thinking about it, because I think I tried, yes, because I'm pretty sure I tried to fight for the coconut that
You tried to fight for the fucking melon
yes, that's what it was,
that
and
Luffy tried to
we gave it
eat.
to Usopp
Yeah. I remember that
yes.
now. Yeah.
Okay, I do remember that.
So I don't 100% always hate Usopp. He can be useful. It's just a lot of the times he chooses not to.
And then you were on with us in Whiskey Peak. We gave Luffy the piece of shit then.
Yeah.
And then we gave it to Vivi the one time as well. I don't know why I'm remembering all this, but I am. Oh, damn
Because Vivi sucks.
it. Get the fuck off of here. MVPs for that, Vivi.
Not even in these episodes.
I mean, I hate to stick with the money, but I feel like Nami got him that money.
Yeah.
I was gonna nominate the seahorse.
The
The seahorse is pretty good. Hey, I'm always
Yagata.
good for an animal to get the MVPs.
Yeah, I had Nami as well. I also had Kaku and
Nami's good choice. I don't
and
remember who that
Nami.
is.
Who,
I
Kaku?
don't remember all these new names.
He's the
No.
guy with the long nose. Usopp.
Okay, well, just that I remember, but I don't remember the names.
Kaku. Well, you
Okay,
better get
well,
used to
you saying it over and over is not helping.
Well, you better remember Kaku.
It's like when I don't understand a language, saying it louder is not helpful. Like,
What is that? Have any of you seen Ted 2?
I don't
no,
remember.
no.
Yes, I
Yes.
have
I've
seen
seen
the
it.
first one
There's
with Amanda Seyfried.
yes, with Amanda Seyfried. There's the scene where they are talking to her, and she mentions that she hasn't seen Rocky, and they're like, "What? How have you not seen Rocky?" You know, burr, 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 burr. And she's like, "You singing a song I've never heard from a movie I've never seen is not helping."
For real.
Yeah, no, definitely remember Kaku though. Kaku's not going anywhere.
Haku.
Kaku, yeah.
Haku.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds like we're giving it to Nami. I did nominate Aokiji as well because I fucking love Aokiji. But
He wasn't useful at all.
no, he was impactful though.
They're all stupid.
He did fuck up Robin pretty
He did.
good
He fucked her
mentally.
up
And
and physically.
that is not an easy thing to do on either
No.
account. Okay, so it sounds like Usopp and Nami. Okay. Then next week we have episodes 232 to 236. Anything else before we head on out of here? Okay. Well, everyone, you can find the show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. And you can also shoot us emails at strawhatpod@gmail.com. And I did not put the emphasis on the first at this time. Damn it. I finally fucking remembered after doing that so many fucking weeks. Anyway, Annabelle, thank you so much for coming on with us. It's been great having you on.
Thanks for having me. I love coming on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to have you on more in this arc.
Let me know whenever Garrett comes on, because I'd love to come on with Garrett.
Oh yeah, you want to come on with Garrett?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think the episodes that he said he wanted to come on, I think it was 242 to 246, so it's like in a month.
Okay.
You want to
Dope.
try? Okay.
Perfect. I try to send the child to my mother once a month, so that'll be perfect.
Yeah, I'll double check those episode numbers and yeah, we could try that
Okay,
for sure.
dope.
It'd be fun. Okay, I'll let you know. Anyway, everyone, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.